got here early. I got the thing turned on so we actually could start at 9:30, and it's now 9:38. So no matter what, it's destined to start around 9:38. Okay, so very basic PHP is what I'm looking at. Okay, so this is establishing a session. Okay, and what a session does for you is it lets you declare data, and then you have that data available out on the server, and you can use it throughout a session. And a session officially ends when you close down the browser. You can also unset, and then the session will end that way as well. So here I have a PHP, and session start has to be right at the front. It has to be before, if you're going to use HTML, it has to be before the HTML. It has to be right at the front, right at the top. So then I established a session, okay? $_session, the same as you use for get and that sort of thing. And I called it info. And I said it is equal to CIS. So that means that I am going to be saving info, and the content is going to be CIS, and I can use it elsewhere. Okay, so here I've established the session, and I said echo department is, and I put out the content of the session, and so it came up with department is CIS. Okay. So now the next one that I'm going to look at is very basic check. And if I look at that, this is now going to check and see if I can find what it was. Okay. And this is now saying department is CIS. Okay. So this one is not establishing the session. This is using the session. So I said session start, and then I said if is set, meaning if there is something in info, if this has been established. If it has been established, then I am echoing out department is concatenated with what is in info. And I put CIS in info, and so it's going to say department is info. Okay, so the key thing here is I established some information in one page. Now I can access it in the other page. Okay, because it has been set up and is available to me. Now it's available out on the server, unlike cookies, which are available locally. Okay, it's available out on the server. The server does put if you're using a session, some long keyword on your computer that it associates with the session. But the information itself is stored out on the session. So then I can go back in here and I can show what's there. Okay. Let's see. I think this is the one. Yeah, okay. This one I established three different things. Okay, so I established a variable called course, which is going to be a session variable, which means it's going to be available. And I call that CIS 159. I established another session with the time and another session with the days. And I am displaying those in the program, which would be no problem. I don't really need session in order to do that. And so that is info in session.php. And so it is coming out and saying we have set the course to, and I put the information in there. Okay, so I have something called course, something called time, and something called days, and they're all available to me. So now the next one is going to be another page that's going to use those sessions. Okay. So this one is called info session get. And it comes back and says, we have set the course to, and we have set the days to, and we've set the time to, and it comes back and returns that information. And then I did a print R to show what was in the session, and a printout with a PRE around it, which the difference is how it displays. If I put the PRE around it, it displays this way. If I don't put the PRE around the printout, it displays that way. But that shows the session information that's available. Okay, and throughout the session, I can use these in my pages. Okay, so it's a way of holding on to data. So go ahead and try it. Set up something, do two pages, set something up, and give it a try. And then we'll move on. Okay, so this is the one that's using it. And this was the one that established it. you're basically writing two pages. One is establishing what's in the session variable, and the other one is bringing it up and using it.
So we don't technically have to do what you did, just do our own. Right?
Just do your own. You can just establish some kind of a storage thing that you want to store, and then try using it just to see if, just to get it working. Notice that when I asked it to print our session, it is showing the CIS, which was the first example that I used, and it's showing these three, which are this particular example. So all of those are still stored. Okay, so it's not that I made the pages go away or anything. You have to close the browser to make the session information go away or do it unset. So this CIS, info CIS, was the first example I did. I'm not using that in this one, but when I ask it to show the session things that are available, it's still available. I still hear clicking going on. Okay, did you get it working? Those of you who aren't still clicking? And notice this print our sessions is good if you want to find out, you know, what ones are available to you and what's the content, current content in them. The print our will give you that information. So this, as I said, is a good way of, I can establish information, then I can have a second page, and that page can get that information. So I'm establishing variables that are available to any page that I do during this session. And I can use them to see the information. Okay. Everybody get it? Okay, retrieve name. Okay, that's a cookie one, sorry. It's session two. Okay, yeah. Session two uses something that I've set, but I have not set them yet. Okay, so if I try running this, this one is called session two. Okay, it's giving me the undefined because I didn't go and define those sessions already. So by running this one first, I'm getting the undefined because it has no idea what I'm talking about when I talk about color and when I talk about things. Okay, because I haven't defined them yet. So what I have to do is session one. Defines them. Okay, so session one does the defining of them. So I set color to blue and I set clicker. Session thing to clicker. Okay, so this has defined it. And now I've added two more things, or actually three more things, to my list. Okay, so now if I go back and I run session two again, it now is coming back and telling me the color is blue. And the thing value is clicker because I have established it. So when I hadn't established it, let's see, that's it. So that's number two, and that's the output. So once I've established it, then I get the non-error output when I go and say, tell me the color value is and the value of the thing. Okay. So, up at the top one that I was doing, I said, if is set session, and session, my session rather, and my session was not set. And so it put out a one. The first time we saw that, it was a one. Now it's set. And so it is adding one to it. So every time I click on this and refresh it, it is going to be adding one. Okay? So if I refresh this, it's now up to three. If I refresh it again, it's now up to four. If I refresh it again, it's now up to five. So I keep going through, and every time I run the program, it says if it's set, then take the session and add one to it. So the session keeps growing. If it's not set, establish the session at one. Okay. So this is updating the which session I'm in, how many times I've run it, basically, by doing that. Okay. Questions? Okay, another one that I wanted to look at is session A start. Okay, so this one has an array in it. And notice it didn't do anything because I didn't put out any output. It just set up sessions. Okay, so I have an array for user password is an array. I have our course code and I have seats. Okay, so basically I've set up all of this information, but I didn't get any output because I didn't tell it to give any output. All I was doing was establishing the sessions. Okay. So now if I move on and I go to session A, page 2, I've now got a lot of stuff that I've set up as sessions, and I am coming in and showing, echo out the course code, echo out the seats, echo out 0, 1, and 2 inside the session. Okay, so I've got the user password, and I am echoing out the three things that was stored in the user password. Okay, so my array was called login, and you can see it down here. My array was called login, and it tells me when I have it displayed that this is an array. And the zeroth element, the first element, and the second element are showing there. And you can see them showing up there as well. And for that matter, are showing there. Okay. So I can establish an array like that and show that. Okay, the other one that I want to look at is sessions guess. And this one does not have functions. Okay, there are three programs here. We're going to go over one, and I want you to go over the other two and explain what's happening in them as part of your homework. So we're going to look at the guess function with guess session with no functions in it.
Tried to download the link on your website and it's not working.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, well, here's the address, so try putting in the address. I apparently put in the wrong address. I was bound to do that some point in the semester. I saved it for the last day. Okay, so there's the address. So what else, whatever I did wrong, there's the address, and you ought to be able to get it if you type in that address. I don't know how I messed what I put in the address on my page. Is it coming up now?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I didn't download it, but I'm just using it.
Right. Okay. I will fix the, well, actually, you ought to be able to downloaded as well. What's my page say? Okay, so here's my page. 159 sessions guest.zip. Oh, maybe I just didn't put sessions guest.zip up there. I just have the individual ones. I must. Huh. Maybe I didn't put the zip where I didn't upload the zip one. I'll do that when I get home tonight so that you can download them. Okay, but I'm guessing that's what I didn't do is put up the zip version. Let me just look and make sure I didn't put... Ah, there it is. If you go back one, it's there. It's under CIS 159 S17 sessions guest.zip. So if you go and download it, I didn't put it in the subdirectory, I put it in the directory. He's taking a picture.
I skipped it.
Okay, just back up one. It is in the directory CIS 159 S17. There's wonderful seats in the front row, you know. That will help if you can't see. Okay, everybody voiced the front row here. All right, so if you go into CIS 159 S17 and then sessions guests with a capital on each word, .zip. Yeah.
Actually, an interesting fact about, say, on the front, there's actually a correlation of the more confident a student is, the more he or she will tend to sit in the front, and the less confident ones will sit in the back.
I don't find that correlation holds at all.
Well, I forget what university did. I'll have to look it up, but...
They were nuts. No, I'm serious that I don't find that correlation holds at all. You know.
I'm just going by what that university found.
So anyway, did everybody get to download it now? Okay, it's in CIS 159 S17/sessions-guest.zip. And as I said, I will fix that when I get home so it's got the right address. Apparently, I actually put that out there twice, so. Okay, so this one is having you guess a number between 1 and 25. So if I put in 15, okay, and notice what I did, and this is strictly for debug use. This showed the 1, and now it's showing the 15, so it's showing the latest guess. Okay, so that's there for debugging purposes. So now if I put in 4, it changes to 4-1. And if I put in the 1, it tells me you guessed it. So it started out by telling me what the number was that I should guess. And again, that's for debugging purposes, because if I don't know what the number is, then I don't know whether the thing is working. So I need to know what the number is to know whether it's working or not. Okay, so now if I put in something and there's 12 and it's telling me the right answer is 4. Okay, so it's showing me that the right answer is 4 And if I hit the 4, indeed it is. Okay? So now, after I do my first guess, this one is telling me that the right answer is 10. So I'm seeing what the right answer is, and I'm seeing what the latest guess I made was. Okay? And going through until I find it. So my guess is too high. If I put in a 5, my guess is too low. If I put in a 20, my guess is too high. If I put in a 10, I got it. Okay? So that's the way that works. So I kept track of the number to guess in a session. So I'm holding on to number to guess. And number to guess is, if it is not set, then I set it to a random number. Okay, so if it is not set when I start out, then I'm setting it to a random number between 0 and 25. Okay, and my answer, if empty post, in other words, if I haven't told it anything, then my answer becomes spaces, otherwise my answer becomes what I've guessed. And then I echoed out, and this is the 3 things that you take away when you end up debugging. I echoed out the start word, would start, what is in my answer, and what is in the number to guess. So I'm echoing out those 3 things. Okay, on the first one, my answer is quote, so it's empty, and so it didn't show anything. And it's showing the number to guess. So then I said, okay, if my answer is spaces, display welcome to the number guessing game. So if I come up here and I guess a number, and then I submit answer without guessing a number, it comes back and says welcome. Okay? So if my answer is empty, then it says welcome. Okay? So if I hit the submit without making a guess, I chose to just have it say welcome and start a new game, basically. Act like it was starting a new game, at least. And then I said, it's a session number to guess equals my answer, so I am using the session number to guess that I stored to check the answer. So I'm saying the number to guess, which is stored as the session number to guess, okay, and I keep going. If you guessed it, I come up with another random number for them. I say, you guessed it, I picked another number for you to try, and I come up with another random number. I don't display that random number yet. It has to have gone back up to the top to display the random number. And then I said, okay, if session number to guess is less than my answer, then I'm putting out the fact that it's too high, otherwise I'm putting out this too low. I'm putting all of these things in to display, and at the bottom I'm echoing out to display. So to display is picking up a message every place, and I'm echoing it out. And then down at the bottom I have the little form that I have, which is a post, and I have a place for them to enter my answer, and I have a submit button for them to submit. And once they submit, the default for the submit is to reload the page, is to start the page over again. So that's the default for the submit. So once they do the submit, it goes back to the top of the code and starts over again. Okay? So that's my guess in game. And I basically used a session to hold on to a number to guess. Okay. And the guessing game. So I picked 9 this time, so if I say 12, it's saying too high. So that's the little form down at the bottom, is those two things. That's the form. I'm using a method of post, and I'm saying input type. I've got the text box, and I've got the input type is the submit down there. And so when I submit, it goes back to the top and does the checking. And if they get it right, it gets a new random number. Okay. Questions? Okay, that's what I wanted to go over today. Your homework is to go over the two problems I put in. One of them is the same as this guessing game, except that it is using functions. So I want you to just notice the difference in using functions versus no functions in that one. And then registration PHP's got a few interesting things that I found and decided to throw in, so take a look at that. It is registering, just signing up and registering. And then I said I wanted you to write a program that used sessions. So I said I want you to program uses sessions and display it on another page. So that's similar to what you did already. I want you to write something that creates sessions and then shows that you can use them in another page. And it would be good to use the printr to show what sessions you've got. Okay. We are done. The final, as I said, is thanks to you. It is next Thursday, two Thursdays from now, rather. I will post it next Wednesday, and you have a week to do it. I won't be in on the week of finals, or at least it's not my plan to come in. I usually stay home and correct, because I'm more effective there, because nobody usually comes in. So, next week is the questions. I'm going to post it on Wednesday. I would strongly suggest that you look at it, because we've got an open lab on Thursday. And if you have questions, that you have them and you can ask me on Thursday. So Thursday the 11th, I'll be here, and I will post it on the 10th. So if you don't understand one of the questions, it would be easier to ask me in person than it's going to be to email back and forth. So I would go through the final and make sure you don't have any questions. Final is only 10% of your grade. So, but it is 10% of your grade, so from that point of view, if you want an A, you've got to have done the final, obviously, because you've lost 10 points if you don't. So, that's that. Next week, we will have open labs on Tuesday and Thursday from 9:30 on till around 2. Actually, till probably around 4, but I only promised till around 2. And Eric and I will both be around. Monday, since I was out last Monday, I'm going to meet with my Monday class at 11, but it's only going to be for about an hour. And so, let's say from 12 to around 2, I will be here on Monday. And Eric usually comes in from 2 to 4 or 2 to 3:30. So there's also help available on Monday. The 11th is the last day of classes. Everything is due on the 11th. Okay? I begrudgingly take a few things that weekend prior to, but I can't take a whole load of things because basically I can't get them corrected. Okay? So, the 11th is the last official day for passing things in. I will take a few things over the weekend. And then the final is the following week, and then we are done. Questions? Yeah.
Regarding an assignment, whenever you have a second to look
okay.
at for me?
Yeah.
I just had a question about my...
You have one too, right, yeah. No, I know.
Is there a way to get what we're missing from you?
I will put up a status sheet. Actually, I meant to put it up yesterday, and I didn't get it done. There was too many things I was doing. So I will get it up tomorrow. The status sheet basically lists all of the assignments. You fill it in, and I will validate. I'll confirm it. So you fill out the status sheet, and I'll put it up. Maybe I'll even get it up tonight. You fill out the status sheet. And then pass it to me, and then I will get back to you. Then I want another copy of it if you've done more work. So I want one submitted with the final. So you can submit it now for confirmation, but hopefully you'll get something done between now and the final. And so I want it submitted along with the final, too, so that I know your final status. Okay? And that's basically because if you claim you've done something and I claim you haven't, then I can get back to you and you can send it to me again. As I told you, you should save everything you do all semester long for all your classes. You know, the internet is very reliable, but it's not 100%. And especially things that suddenly get declared as spam. You know, I got something from somebody the other day that said, you know, it suspected it was spam. And I've been getting something from that email from that person for a long time, and all of a sudden it decided this particular thing was spam.
Was
I have
me?
No idea. No. No, it wasn't even in this class. It was in another class. So anyway, that's what we look. Ask me questions or go get a cup of coffee.